three-point territory. Swings it right side. Fletcher has got it. Back out on top to Jeremiah Slough, who had a good ball game last Saturday. Here's a shot from the elbow. It's up and in by Kyler Dossett. Kyler Dossett gets the field goal to go down, and Hastings College is out on top with a score of 2-0. Bruce State comes back with the basketball, and Hastings will open up in a man-to-man defense. This is Javon Hitch. He's a leading scorer for the Bobcats. Swings it over here on the left side to Kelly Marshall. Marshall gives it away now to Joe Santo. He dribbles down on the baseline. Bounce pass comes inside. There's a shot by Evan Williams. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kyler Dossett. Dossett runs into the forward court down to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher goes over to Wade Vance, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Vance gives it away down to Jeremiah Slough. Back to Wade, driving down the lane. Mishandles the ball. Gets it out to Slough for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Steven Burks. Now we got a foul in backcourt. Personal foul is going to go on Slough in backcourt here for Hastings College. The first team foul on the Broncos. And it's going to be Peru State coming back the other direction. 2-0 is the score. Hastings has got the advantage. 19:04 to play here in the first half. And walking the ball up now for Peru State is going to be Joe Santo. Santo looks right, comes left now. On the wing, that's a Kelly Marshall as he holds it on the wing. Marshall comes out on top to Steven Burks behind his screen. Can't put up a shot to Santo. Santo, not a hit to the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Stops and pops. His shot over Dossett. No good. Tip try, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jake Marvin. Marvin dribbles out of there for Hastings College. There's a pass to Fletcher. Fletcher to Vance. Near sideline to Dossett. Now to Slough. Drives the baseline. Spins. Jump pass out to a wide open Wade Vance for three. Shot good. Wade Vance hits the three ball. And Hastings College goes out on top by a score of 5-0. 18:25 to play here in the first half. Here's Williams with the ball, tries to get it to Santo, driving down the lane, and he mishandles the ball out of bounds. Peru State turns it over. The Bobcats are averaging 20 turnovers per ball game. That's their first one here this afternoon. Hastings out on top with a score of 5-0. A three by Wade Bonds, a two by Kyler Dossett. The Broncos come back now with the basketball, and the dribble is going to be Dossett. Gets around his defender, takes it out on the baseline. Jump pass out on top is going to be tipped, but it's picked up here by Jeremiah Slough. Slough looking to penetrate, can't do it. Goes over to Wade Bonds, wide open three. Shot is up there, that's off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kelly Marshall. Marshall has got it for Peru State down the near sideline. Marshall cuts to the top of the key, hands it away now to a Javon Hitch, who is averaging 12 points per ball game for the Bobcats. Peru State still scoreless here in the contest. At the free throw line is Burks, double team. Gets it away now, Joe Santo. Santo back out on top with three-pointer, put up and in. Kelly Marshall hits the three ball from the top of the key. It's now a 5-3 ball game. Hastings College leading by a couple of points here as Kyler Dossett brings the ball up for Hastings College. Met by Kelly Marshall defensively for Peru State. Goes over to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher behind a screen. Can't get away. Fletcher comes to the near side now to Vance. Vance dribbling to the elbow. Down the lane he goes. His shot is wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Joe Santo. Long pass down the floor. Grabbing it and going up the shot. He is fouled in the play. Evan Williams grabs it down there for Peru State. He was hammered from behind. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Jake Marvin of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Second team foul in the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation as Evan Williams will go to the free throw line. Hastings out on top of Peru State. The score is 5-3, 17-13 to play here in the first half from the Al Wheeler Activity Center in Peru. Evan Williams to the free throw line, a 47% foul shooter on the season. He has 20 out of 42 from the free throw line. He averages 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. It's the first one to go down here, and he's in the scorebook with his first point of the ball game. As a team, Peru State is hitting 62% of their free throws so far this year, 42% from the field, and 33% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound to Dossett. Tyler Dossett with a rebound to Slough. Long pass down to four is going to be too far. It is out of bounds. Derek Fletcher was down there for Hastings but could not handle it. This is kind of a unique building here. One end of the building is completely closed with a situation much like Hastings. They've got the little sky box and things up behind the basket there. The other end of the floor is wide open. In fact, they've got a practice gym that runs the opposite way in the end zone, so to speak, of one of the ends here. So a wide open look at the right end. That's the basket that Hastings is shooting at right now. Here's a steal by Slough. He drives for the hole and he scores. So a turnover on Peru State. Jeremiah Slough gets the easy bucket there, and Hastings is out on top now by the score of 7-4 in the ball game. Joe Santo gives it up now. Bounce pass goes over to Hitch. Out to Evan Williams inside as he works against Dossett. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound Peru State. He lays it in. Steven Burks gets the offensive board and the putback. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And the Bobcats are back within one. 7-6 to score. Slough dribbling inside, cut off. Nice that pass though to Dossett. He lays it in. Tyler Dossett scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top with a score of 9-6. Here comes Peru State back the other direction. It's Kelly Marshall with the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Javon Hitch. Bobs it inside. That's going to be Stephen Burks. He works in the lane. Goes up against Fletcher. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Outlet pass goes to the far side. Down at Slough. Brings it back to the center of the floor. And he is set on the play. And a foul is called. A foul is going to go in Stephen Burks of Peru State. That's going to be his first team foul in the Bobcats. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Brent McNerland. Going out is going to be Derek Fletcher. 16:02 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Peru State by the score of 9-6. As Hastings will play things in, Bontz plays it in. Nearly intercepted there by Javon Hitch, but it's grabbed by Slough. Gets it over to Dossett. Dossett now to McNerland, top of the key. Ball poked away, and it's picked up here by Marshall coming back the other way to get it to Stephen Burks. He drives his shot. It's up there at him. Hastings turns the ball over. Stephen Burks gets his second field goal of the ball game. First turnover in the contest against Hastings. And Peru State is now within 1 point again. 9-8 is the score. Hastings with the advantage. Broncos have the ball. Dossett, bounce pass down low. Wade Bonds shovels away in the lane. A shot up and in by Jake Marvin. Marvin gets the field goal there. That's his first bucket. He's averaging 9 points per ball game. And the Broncos go back out to a three-point lead. 11-8 is the score. Here's a Peru State now with the ball. Hitch has got it. Lobs it to the right side of the lane to Stephen Burks. Burks comes over here to Adam Blaylock. He mishandles the ball. He's picked up here by Slough. A turnover on Peru State. Nice feed down low, and a shot is up and in. Sliding to the basket there was Brett McNerland as he gets the field goal for Hastings. That's the first bucket for McNerland, and Hastings College is now up to a five-point lead. It is 13-8. As we have hit the 15-minute mark with 5 minutes into this ball game from Peru here this afternoon. Here's a Kelly Marshall with the ball from the elbow. His shot is up there and in. Kelly Marshall hits his second field goal of the ball game. He has got 5 points. And it's now a 13-10 ball game. Hastings out on top by 3 points. Slough has got it. Out of McNerland, top of the key. Comes over to Slough on the wing. On the right side, penetrates, and a foul is going to be called. Javon Hitch is going to be the guilty party for Peru State. That's going to be his first team foul number two on the Bobcats here in the first half. End of the ball game now for Hastings, Blake Wright. Also coming in will be Fletcher. And also coming in is going to be Jason States for the Broncos. End of the lineup now is going to be Reese Schwartz for Peru State. Schwartz is 6'4", a freshman out of Lincoln. Also coming in is going to be Grant Cole. Cole is 6'4", a freshman out of Auburn, Nebraska. 13-10 is the score. Hastings out on top. Men's college basketball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Jeremiah Slough will play things in. States has got it. Hands it back to Slough. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops there and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Slough. Little jump stop there at the free throw line. But a traveling violation is called on Mai. That's going to be the second turnover on Hastings College here in this first half. And it's going to be Peru State coming back the other direction. This is Adam Blaylock with the ball now. Blaylock goes to the top of the key to Javon Hitch, picked up there by Slough. Hitch has got it. Comes over here to a Grant Cole. Cole picked up by McNerland. There's a feed inside to Williams. His shot is up and in. Brother Javon Hitch scores there. Hitch has got 2 points in the ball game. It's now 13-12. Hastings leading by 1 point here in the ball game. Here's a Blake Wright with a ball for Hastings. Goes to Slough. Now down in the corner. That's going to be Fletcher trying to drive the baseline, and he loses control of the ball out of bounds. Fletcher trying to drive it toward the hoop there, and he loses the ball out of bounds. That's the third turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Broncos have not played in a week. And maybe still trying to shake off the rust here in the opening minutes of this ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 13-12. Peru State with the ball back in their offensive end. Javon Hitch has got it to the wing to Reese Schwartz. Free throw line extended right side, picked up by Wright of Hastings. Schwartz has got it, knocks the ball away. Now it's going to be recovered here by Wright of Hastings. The fourth turnover on Peru State. There's a feed into the lane, and a whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called on Peru State. It's going to go on Grant Cole. That's going to be his first team foul number three on the Bobcats here in the opening minutes of the ball game. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop. Jeremiah Slough looking to play things in, and finally he's going to burn a timeout. Slough unable to get anything going there, and he is forced to burn a timeout. So we've got our first break of the ball game. 13 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take this break with a score. Hastings 13, Peru State 12.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Peru this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Again, the Bronco women are on the road today playing in Kansas against Bethel College. We'll hopefully get some scores for you to pass along throughout the ball game here today. 13-12 is the score. Hastings out on top here by a point. Broncos have the ball on their offensive end. Jason States has got it. Now to Slough, deep in the corner on the right side. Slough comes out to Fletcher. A three-pointer put up there. It is off of the mark. No good. Rebound States. Follow shot is up there and in. Jason States grabs it, puts it up there left-handed and scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And Hastings back out to a three-point lead now. It is 15-12. Peru State has got it. Here's a Grant Cole. Comes out to Blaylock. Out in three-point territory. Swings it right side to Schwartz. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down the lane. He goes. The shot is up and in. Reese Schwartz scores there for Peru State. The Bobcats hanging right with the Broncos here this afternoon. 15-14 is the score. There's a Jeremiah Slough with the ball now for Hastings. Slough out here between the rings. Bounce pass. They go to Brent McNerland. Dribbles to the free throw line. Covered up there. McNerland comes out on the right wing to Jeremiah Slough. Diagonal pass down in the corner. On the left side, a shot is up there. No good by Fletcher. Rebound comes down to Peru State. Running back the other way. Here's a pass deflected, but it's picked up by Blaylock. Blaylock comes over here on the wing to Schwartz. Down in the corner. Javon Hitch, a shot for three is good. Javon Hitch now with 5 points in the ball game, and Peru State has got the lead over Hastings 17-15 with 12 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. There's Slough with the ball, double team on the wing on the left side. Slough looking to get rid of it. Ball knocked loose, and now a foul is going to be called on Hitch. Javon Hitch is going to be the guilty party here for Peru State. They had Slough trapped over there on a double team. Slough was trying to get rid of it, and then Hitch got in there and whacked him on the arm, and a foul is called on Javon. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Bobcats here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. 12-13 to play first half. Peru State has got the lead over Hastings. It is 17-15. Into the ball game now for Hastings is Nate Olson. He's got the ball. He gives it up now to Slough. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Peru State ball. Slough just lost control of it as he drove it down the right side of the lane toward the basket there. The fourth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. 12:02 to play. 17-15. Peru State has got the lead. Here comes Steven Burks back into the ball game for Peru State, replacing Evan Williams. This is a young basketball team that Troy Caton has assembled here for the 2009-2010 season, but they're playing right with the Broncos here this afternoon. 17-15. Peru State has got the lead. Adam Blaylock has got it now. Blaylock comes over here on this side to Matthew Droman, who's into the ball game now. Droman to the top of the key to Grant Cole. Drives it down the lane. His shot is going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound to Burks. Kicks it out here near side to Droman. Takes it into the paint. Dumps it down low on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Reese Schwartz. Schwartz now with 4 points in the ball game, and Peru State has got a four-point lead, 19-15, with 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Wade Vance has got it. Vance over to a Nate Olson. Now to Kyler Dossett. Here's Vance in the lane, double team. I'll tell you what, Peru State is aggressive. He just stole another one away. Here's Blaylock, nice pass, grabbing the ball underneath the bucket. It's shot by Droman, no good. It was knocked down, no foul called. Hastings comes back the other direction. Jeremiah has got it, now to Nate Olson. Back to Jeremiah, cranks up the three. His shot is off of the heel of the iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Steven Burks for Peru State. Quickly ahead, they get it to a Droman over there on the right sideline. Out between the rings, now to Schwartz as he holds the ball over here on the wing on the left side to a Grant Cole. Plays it inside the block. There's a shot by Burks. It's going to be no good. Burks with a rebound. Follow shot good. Steven Burks now with 6 points in the ball game. But Peru State has got a six-point lead over Hastings. It is 21-15 with 10 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. Olson has got it. Out to Slough at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for Peru State. Over to Nate Olson. High post. That's going to be Kyler Dossett. Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws it over here now to Jeremiah. Hops between a couple of defenders. Jump pass down low. Goes to Dossett. His shot is around the rim twice and it falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Steven Burks. Burks has got it for Peru State. And he'll hold things up here as he gets it into the hands now of Reese Schwartz. He'll bring things up as we approach the halfway point of this first half. Peru State has got the lead, 21-15 over Hastings College. Here's a Grant Cole with the ball. Cole goes over to Reese Schwartz. Schwartz on the wing on the right side. Now to Droman out here in three-point territory. Left side to Blaylock. Picked up there by Collard Dossett. Blaylock loses the screen. Now spins at the elbow. Loses control of the ball. It is loose and it's finally picked up by Jason States. He loses the ball. It's picked up by Grant Cole. Cole goes down in the corner to Blaylock. He mishandles it. It goes out of bounds. And finally, Hastings is going to play things in. A turnover officially on Peru State. That's their fifth of the ball game. So it's a 21-15 ball game. Hastings down by 6 points here in the first half. Into the ball game now is going to be Joe Santo for Peru State, replacing Adam Blaylock. As we mentioned in that last possession, Peru State very aggressive on defense so far. And it's been defense that's really caused them problems this year. They're giving up 81.4 points per ball game defensively, and teams are shooting 51% against them. Nothing like that today. Here's Vance with the ball. Now to Olson. Double team. Down low, right side. The ball tipped away again. It's going to be picked up here by Peru State. Droman comes out of there with the basketball. The fifth turnover on Hastings. They get it over to Joe Santo for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. One shot and out. The Broncos have the board. Rebounded here by Nate Olson. Now to Kyler Dossett. Down in the corner. Right side. Fletcher for three. Shot good. Derek Fletcher. 3 points in the ball game. That's his first field goal. He's now averaging 15 points per ball game so far this season. And the Broncos are back to within 3 points. 21-18 is the score. 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Reese Schwartz has got it. Out in three-point territory. Tries to drive it. Can't do it. As Jake Marvin is right in his face defensively. There's a Grant Cole. He backs up. Two to the whistle. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. A foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Bonds. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation is going to be Peru State playing things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Kelly Marshall back into the ball game, replacing Grant Cole. So a seesaw battle so far. Peru State, the team has got a record of 3 wins and 11 losses on the season, has got a 3-point lead over Hastings. 21-18 is the score. Droman has got it deep in the corner right side, picked up there by Dossett. Then his pass is going to kick, will be kicked out of bounds there by Kyler. And Peru State will play it in again. So with 33 on the shot clock, as Peru State will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench to our left. Reese Schwartz will get it in here to Joe Santo. Santo now to Kelly Marshall out in three-point territory, picked up there by Vance. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here, resets the offense as they send a ball back out between the rings to Joe Santo. Santo now to Kelly Marshall. Marshall holds it back out between the rings again to Droman. Droman picked up there by Fletcher. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Schwartz for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bonds of Hastings. Down the near sideline to Nate Olson. Brings it back to the center of the floor. It's tipped away. There goes the scramble on the far side. It's out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Schwartz giving chase there for Peru State. He could not come up with it. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. 8:14 to play in the first half. Peru State has got a 3-point lead over the Broncos. 21-18. Dossett will play things in for the Broncos as Nate Olson will bring it back up the floor. Back into the offensive zone. Peru State stays with that man-to-man defense. Olson lobs it down low. Marvin grabs it. His shot is no good. Tip try is good by Dossett. Kyler Dossett scores. He's got 6 points, and Hastings is back to within one now. 21-20 to score. 7:55 to play first half. Here's a long-range three. It's up and in. Matthew Droman scores there for Peru State. That's his first bucket of the ball game, and now we got a foul coming back the other way. A foul is going to go on Kelly Marshall for Peru State. That's going to be his 15th foul on Peru State, but his first foul on Kelly Marshall. Still no free throws here. And Hastings will play things in right in front of the scorer's table with 7:47 to play in the first half. 24-20 is the score. Peru State has got a 4-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Derek Fletcher out here in 3-point territory. Dribbles once, comes over to Vance. Vance holds it. Goes inside down to a Jake Marvin with his back to the basket. Dribbles once. Kicks it out now to Slough. Now to McNerland. Lobs it down low. Marvin grabs it. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scores for Hastings. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. McNerland gets the assist. 24-22. Hastings back within 2 points. Driving down the lane is Burks. His shot is up and in. Stephen Burks drove it right to the hole there for Peru State. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 26-22. Vance nearly had the ball stolen away from him, but gets it under control again. Kicks it out here to Jeremiah. Slides between a couple of defenders. Back out to Vance for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. McNerland tries to tip it out there. Ball is loose, and it's finally picked up here by Kelly Marshall of Peru State. Marshall is going to bring it up now against Slough, and he'll hold things up. 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 26-22, and now we got a whistle again. A foul is going to go on the Broncos. Down low, it's going to go on Marvin. Jake picks up his second personal foul. And we'll see. The officials say it occurred before the shot, so it's going to be Peru State playing things in underneath their own basket to the right side. Down to the scorer's table now for Hastings, and checking in is going to be Aaron Kane. Kane, the sophomore out of Colorado Springs. 6:52 to play in the first half. Hastings is out on top, or rather, Peru State is out on top with a score of 26-22. And now Troy Caton wants to call a timeout. Peru State calls the timeout. 6:52 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Peru State 26, Hastings 22.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union. 707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
NCAA basketball this afternoon. Second-ranked Texas. Winners over 10th-ranked North Carolina. The score 103-90. Texas 103, North Carolina 90. NCAA basketball this afternoon. Broncos are hitting 55% of their field goal tries so far in this first half. Peru State also 55%. Hastings 2 out of 8 on three-pointers. Peru State 3 out of 5. 26-22, Peru State has got a four-point lead. Bobcats with the ball down on the baseline. Droman is passing in the lane. Deflected, but it's picked up in the right corner. Now to Marshall. Gets it inside to Burks. His shot no good. Tip tries up and in. Stephen Burks missed the first one. He got the tip. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame, and Peru State back out to a six-point lead. 28-22. Here's McNerland. Drives down the lane. Takes it to the basket. His shot to be blocked. Right into the hands, though, of Wade Bontz in the corner. He sends it back inside. A shot by Kane, no good. Rebound loose again. It's finally picked up by Marshall for Peru State. Running back the other way is Kelly Marshall. Stops at the free throw line. Goes to Droman. Droman now to Hitch, and he drives for the hole in a big collision, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Hastings. That's going to go on Nate Olson. That's going to be his first. Javon Hitch drives it right to the basket there for Peru State and draws the personal foul on Nate Olson. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. This will be a non-shooting situation, so Peru State will play things in from underneath their own basket. 28-22, Peru State surprising Hastings here this afternoon. Kelly Marshall inbound the ball for the Bobcats. Just left of the basket down here on the baseline. Marshall holds it. Bounce pass comes into Williams. Mishandles it, but he picks it up now to Javon Hitch. Hitch to Kelly Marshall on the right sideline. Lobs it inside again to Evan Williams. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Ripping down the rebound is going to be Jeremiah Slough of Hastings. Slough runs it back the other way to Wade Bontz. Cuts it to the center of the floor. Back outside to Slough for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Peru State ball. Slough hit the deck out there in three-point territory, but no foul called. And now Peru State will bring her back in the offensive zone. Chance to add to their lead right here. 28-22 is the score. This is a Joe Santo. Joe Santo dribbles to the right side, picked up there by Vance. Bounce pass comes Evan Williams on the low block right side. Backs up, goes up for the shot. It's up and in. Evan Williams scores over Brent McNerland. And Peru State has got an 8-point lead over Hastings. It is 30-22. 5:29 to play. Here's Vance. His shot's going to be no good, but he is hammered on the play by Kelly Marshall. Marshall picks up his second personal foul. And now Slough and Marshall kind of getting into things out there. And now the official is going to come and separate those two guys. 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play in this first half. It is 30-22. Hastings is down by 8 points. The official is going to try to keep things under control here as Jeremiah and also Javon Hitch getting into it out there. And now the official is going to pull Hitch and also Derek Fletcher aside here and have a little discussion. So tempers flaring early in this one with 5:25 to play here in this first half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Wade Bontz. Bontz with 3 points in the ball game so far today is a 77% foul shooter in the season. He's 27 out of 35 as free throws up and in. He'll get one more. Here comes Kane out of the lineup. McDerlin comes out. Tyler Dawson comes back in. And also Blake Wright comes in for Hastings. Broncos are down by 7 points. Now it is 30-23 with 5:25 to play in the first half. Next shot is up there by Bontz. No good. Rebound comes down to Stephen Burks. So Bontz hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and Peru State quickly back into their offensive zone. Burks has got it out here in three-point territory. Hands it away. That's a Joe Santo on the dribble. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Santo, top of the key. Marshall has got it picked up there by Fletcher. Goes over on the wing to the right side to a Javon Hitch. Hitch picked up there by Jeremiah Slough. Lobs it inside, right side of the block to Evan Williams. Hops in the lane, can't put up a shot. Now to Santo. Santo's pass down the lane. It goes and out of bounds. Your Rockets a pass down the lane there. Nobody home for Peru State. It's out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on the Bobcats. Hastings will come back now with the ball. It is 30-23. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Al Wheeler Activity Center in Peru here this afternoon. Here's Blake Wright, hands it back away to Slough, looking to penetrate, takes it down on the baseline. Nice dish to Kyla Dawson, and he lays it in. Dawson, a good first half here. He's got 4 field goals and 8 points. Just like that, Peru State comes back the other way, outraces the defense, and Javon Hitch gets the field goal. Hitch now has 7 points in the ballgame. 32-25, 4.5 to play. In the first half, Dawson sends the ball inside. It's going to be mishandled, and now a violation on Peru State. They actually came up with a steal there as Marshall ended up with a ball, but a traveling violation is called on Marshall. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own hoop. As they will get things in to Bontz. Bontz holds it over here against the Javon Hitch. Bontz comes out now to Blake Wright, now to Jeremiah. Jeremiah looking to penetrate, takes it into the lane, kicks it back out to Fletcher from the top of the key. His three-pointer is up there, no good. Kept trying, no good, and the rebound comes down to Joe Santo. Santo, the other way, goes to Stephen Burks, dribbles into the lane, hold. Burks runs over a man, that's it, and Burks is going to be hit with a charging foul on Stephen Burks. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number 7 on Peru State, but no free throws here. Hastings will come back the other direction. 4:03 to play. Hastings down in the ball game by 7. It is 32-25. Tyler Dossett, 15-footers, put up there and in. Dossett now with 10 points in the ball game. He averages only 6 on the season. So Dossett having a whale of a first half here with 10 points. Hastings back to within 5 points, 32-27. There's a bounce pass. We got a foul called again. They posted up Evan Williams on the right side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called on right of Hastings. That's going to be Blake's first. Team foul number 6 on Hastings, so still no free throws. Had only but 4 free throws shot in this first half so far, 2 by each team. Goldman comes back into the ball game now for Peru State. Here comes Grant Cole back in. Javon Hitch coming to the bench, and Kelly Marshall. Hastings will inbound the basketball. Actually, a Peru State will inbound the basketball. Just to the left of the basket down here in the baseline. Droman will finally get things in to Evan Williams. Out in three-point territory to Joe Santo. Santo looks right, now dribbles to the ball. Santo moves it to the left side. Bounce pass down low. Stephen Burke slides around. A defender goes up with a shot. Traveling violation. Traveling violation is called. That's the 9th turnover now on the Bobcats. Into the ball game for Peru State is going to be Reese Schwartz. Going out is going to be Joe Santo. 3:31 to play here in the first half. Men's college basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS Hastings. We're in Peru this afternoon, a non-conference game, and the Broncos have their hands full here. There's a bounce pass that's going to be kicked around in the lane. And a violation there on the Peru State. So Hastings will play things in underneath their own hoop. Slough goes to Wade Bontz off of the screen. His shot is up and in. Bontz scores. Wade now has 6 points in the ball game. Hastings back within 3 points now, 32-29. Here's Reese Schwartz with the ball. Schwartz now to Evan Williams. Down on the baseline, Grant Cole. Picked up there by Dossett. Now he's double-teamed as Slough comes over to help him out. Gets it back out of the wing on the right side to Matthew Droman. Bounce pass inside to Evan Williams. Loses control. Williams picks it back up. Goes down on the baseline to Cole. He drives and a foul is going to be called as he goes up for the shot. A foul will go on Hastings. It's going to go on right. That's going to be Blake's second personal foul. And now we're going to have some free throws from Grant Cole. Cole's a 68% foul shooter on the season, a 6'4" freshman out of Auburn. He is 22 out of 32 from the foul line. And make it 22 out of 33 as that one clanks off of the back iron. No good. Wright comes out of the ball game now for Hastings. Here comes Brent McNerland back in. Peru State has got the lead over Hastings. It is 32 to 29. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first half. Second shot is up there. Is no good, so he misses a pair. Fletcher came down with a rebound. Had it stolen away, but out of bounds was Stephen Burks. Burks took that one away from Fletcher, but he was stepping on the end line, so Hastings will get it right back. Broncos can tie here with a three-point field goal. Derek Fletcher has got it. Now to Bontz. Dribbles to the top of the key to Fletcher. Fletcher fires a pass to the near sideline. That's going to be Slough trying to drive, stops, and pops off of the baseline. A little 10-footer is going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. Jeremiah comes back out with it. Slough out to a Derek Fletcher. Dribbles to the elbow. Bounce pass down low. Dossett wheels. His shot is up there at a goaltending call. So the bucket will count by Kyler Dossett. A goaltending call on the Peru State. Elevating there was Stephen Burks to knock that ball away off of the rim. That's 12 points now for Dossett. Hastings back within 1 point, 32 to 31. Non-conference affair here this afternoon. There's a pass to be intercepted by Dossett. Dossett now throws it to the near sideline. It's picked up here by Voss. Nearly lost it. Voss goes to McNerland. Out to a Derek Fletcher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a two to the whistle on the rebound, and a foul is going to go on Hastings. A foul will go on the Broncos. No, that's going to be the case. Yeah, foul on Hastings. It's going to go on McNerland. That's going to be his second personal foul. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Aaron Kane. Going to the free throw line for Peru State is going to be Stephen Burks. Burks has got 10 points in the ball game for Peru State. Javon Hitch has got 7. Burks has not shot a free throw yet today. 62% foul shooter on the season. And his shot is up there. It is good. Again, Peru State is averaging 70 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 81.4 on defense, but playing very well defensively here today. Next shot is up there. It is good by Burks. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. 34-31. Peru State is back out to a three-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Tyler Dossett into the forecourt. Dossett on the dribble. Hands it away now to Bontz. Circles around down the lane. He goes, takes it all the way to the basket. His shot no good. Tap try is up and in. Tyler Dossett now with 14 points in the ball game. That ties the season high. He put up 14 against Sioux Falls earlier this year. And now a foul is called as driving the ball to the hole again with Stephen Burks. That time the foul is going to go on. It's Aaron Kane, the guilty party. That's the case. Aaron picks up his first. Team foul number 9 on Hastings. Back to the free throw line for Peru State is going to be Stephen Burks. He's got 12 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Adam Blaylock wants to check in here for the Bobcats. He will do that after we get this free throw here from Burks for Peru State. Burks, a 6'6" senior from Kansas City, Missouri. His shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. Burks now with 13 points in the basketball game, 35-33. The Bobcats out on top of Hastings by a pair as Stephen Burks will prepare for his second shot here from the stripe. Looks up there, and this one is going to be off of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. It's no good by Grant Cole. Rebound in the lane again by Peru State. It's tipped away from Burks, and it's recovered here by Hastings. Derek Fletcher has got it for Hastings. Now to Kyler Dossett. Dossett hustles into the forecourt. Down to a Fletcher. The ball poked away again. It's picked up by Slough. Slough has it knocked loose. It's picked up again by Hastings. That's going to be Fletcher with the ball. Fletcher now to Kane. Out to Vance. His shot for three. Way off the mark. No good. Rebound Slough. Foul shot good. Jeremiah now with 4 points in the ball game. There's a pass down the near sideline. Joelman for three. Shot is up there from the left corner. No good. Rebound Aaron Kane of Hastings. Kane gets it away now. That's a bounce into the forecourt to Jeremiah. Gets away on the dribble. Loses control. Picks it up on the baseline and then calls a timeout as his momentum was carrying him out of bounds. So a timeout called there by Hastings. And now we got a break with a minute and 18 seconds to play in this first half. It's Hastings 35 and Peru State 35.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Al Wheeler Activity Center. We're in Peru this afternoon. Hastings College Basketball from 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. So the Broncos have the early lead in this one. In fact, they've scored the first 5 points of the ballgame. Peru State came back to grab their first lead of the ballgame at 17-15. Bobcats have led by as many as 6 points in the first half. In fact, they had an 8-point lead at one point at 30-22 with 5:29 remaining. Now Hastings has fought back, and they've tied things up at 35 apiece with a minute and 18 seconds to play. And the Hastings College women's basketball team playing in Kansas today against Bethel College. Hastings has won 10 games in a row. Looking for the 11th one today. No scores in yet for Hastings and Bethel. A minute and 18 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings and Peru State tied up at 35 points apiece. Broncos will inbound. Slough gets it to Wade Bontz. Bontz angles toward the basket, hops into the lane. Now to get rid of it. Slough down in the baseline, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot. It's good, and he's fouled. Jeremiah hits the field goal there for Hastings, and he is fouled in a play. Chance to make this a three-point play. The foul is called on Matthew Droman. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 now, the Bobcats. And Slough goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Good foul shooter, 81%. 43 out of 53 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. A three-point play by Slough. And Hastings regains the lead now, 38-35. Broncos applying pressure in backcourt. Peru State breaks it easily. Blaylock drives it all into the basket and scores. Adam Blaylock scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings now leading by one, 38-37. Slough, right side of the lane. Jump pass goes far side. The Wade Bontz now to Kyler Dossett. Dossett dribbles in the corner. Back out to Wade. He angles toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Lost control of the ball, and it's picked up now by Droman. Long pass down and four. They get it to Evan Williams. Nice dish to Blaylock. He goes in for the driving layup. It's blocked down. Recovered by Peru State, and a traveling violation is called on Grant Cole. Cole grabs it on the baseline after the block at this end. But Cole's whistled for the traveling violation, so they give it right back here to the Broncos. With 39 seconds to play in the first half. That'll be rugged. First 20 minutes here this afternoon. Both teams involved with finals and probably not a whole lot of practice time this week. Hastings has not played for 7 days. Broncos' last game was our outing last week up in Briar Cliff. Hastings saw a 19-point lead in that ball game slip away. And right now struggling with a team that is sitting at 3-11 on the season in Peru State. 38-37, Hastings with a 1-point lead. Here's Dossett. Jump pass to Slough down in the corner. Out to Bontz, fakes the three, drives inside. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called with 5 seconds to go. A foul is going to go here on Peru State. It's going to go on Williams. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 9 now on the Bobcats. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Bontz. Wade so far 6 points in the ballgame, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 77% foul shooter. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was hacked in the act. First one is no good. Hastings is a team hitting 70% of their free throws so far this year. 46% from the field and 34% from three-point territory. Second shot is up there and is gobbled up. So Vance hits 1 out of 2. The Broncos have a 39-37 lead. Here's a steal in backcourt and a shot by Tyler Dossett from half court is going to be wide right. And that is the end of the first half of play. So a ragged first half here from Peru. And Hastings College has got the lead over the Peru State Bobcats at the break. Hastings 39, Peru State 37. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups.
Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, back at the Al Wheeler Activity Center in Peru this afternoon. 39-38 is the score. Hastings, rather 39-37 the score here. Broncos leading by 2 points here at the break. Hastings in the first half hitting 48% of their field goal tries. 17 out of 35 from the field for Hastings. But the Broncos just 2 out of 13 from three-point range for 15%. Hastings hitting 3 out of 5 free throws for 60%. Peru State in the first half connected on 51% of their field goal tries. They were 15 out of 29. The Bobcats 3 out of 6 from three-point territory for 50%. And they were 4 out of 8 from the free throw line for 50%. Rebounds right now. Peru State outboarding Hastings 18 to 16. The Broncos have turned the ball over 9 times. Here in the first half of play, Peru State has got 14 turnovers. It is Hastings right now with a 2-point lead over Peru State. The score is 39-37. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Kyler Dossett is leading the way so far. In fact, he has tied his season high here in the first half. He put up 14 points against the University of Sioux Falls a couple of weeks ago. Dossett with 7 field goals here in the first half. He's got 14 points. The lead Hastings in scoring at the break. Wade Bontz has got 7 points. He's got a 3 and a 2, and he is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Jeremiah Slough has got 3 field goals. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Jake Marvin has got 4 points and a couple of field goals. Brent McNerlin has got a field goal for 2. Jason States, a field goal and 2 points. Peru State being led by Stephen Burks. Burks has got 13 points here in the first 20 minutes. Burks with 5 field goals, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 7 points for Javon Hitch. He has nailed a 3-pointer, and he's got a couple of 2-point field goals, so Hitch with 7 points. 5 points for Kelly Marshall and a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Reese Swartz on a couple of field goals. 3 points for Matthew Droman. He has got 1 3-pointer here in the first half. 2 points on a field goal by Adam Blaylock and 2 points for Evan Williams. Again, Hastings with a lead here at halftime over Peru State, a non-conference game here this afternoon. The Broncos 39 and Peru State 37. Again, earlier today, the NAIA Football National Championship was decided down in Rome, Georgia. And the University of Sioux Falls wins their 4th national title as the Cougars beat Lindenwood out of Missouri today by a score of 25-22. The offensive player of the game was Ryan Lowmiller for Sioux Falls. Dominic Stasinski was the defensive player of the game. So Sioux Falls wins the national championship in football 25-22 over at Lindenwood out of Missouri. Everybody's playing basketball today has got non-conference games on the slate. On the men's side of things, Buena Vista is playing in Orange City today against Northwestern. All games that will be getting started here later on. It's going to be Morningside playing at Wayne State tonight. And also Simpson College has got a 5 o'clock ball game in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. On the women's side of things, it is Dort playing at Cornerstone of Michigan today. That ball game is underway. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing at the University of Dubuque, and Hastings College is playing down in Kansas today against Bethel College. And at halftime, Hastings has got the lead. It's the Broncos 48 and Bethel 21. Hastings 48, Bethel 21. That is in women's college basketball being played down in Newton, Kansas. Here this afternoon. So Hastings College well underway. That would be their 11th straight win. The Lady Broncos with a 48-21 advantage over Bethel. They are at halftime here this afternoon. We're at halftime as well. Hastings with a 2-point lead here over the Bobcats of Peru State, 39-37. Tyson Evronik will join us shortly. He's got Hastings College Spotlight, and then we'll have the second half coming up for you. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Hey kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win presents. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club, because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
Hello and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight. Joining me this evening is Coach Chris Crank with the Hastings College men's soccer program. And Coach, it seems to me that your team is always at the top of the GPAC. Excuse the cliche, but what's kind of in the water here at the Hastings College soccer program? What kind of format have you used to build such a winning program?
I think it always starts with the players and getting in the right personnel and getting the right players. And for us, it's been getting the best of Nebraska, building off the Nebraska players, even here in Hastings, as we've had a few players from Hastings High on the team, and then building our program from that, because we feel if we have players that know each other, the chemistry is going to be that much stronger, and thus you can build a really solid team.
Another great season for you guys, another national tournament appearance down in Fresno, California again this year. Reflect on some of the things that your players and your staff can take away from the season.
Well, I think we had a great season, even though we may not have achieved all of our goals, but we achieved the majority of them. Lost in a shootout. We tied the game, but lost in the shootout. And if I look back at the season and see what we could take away, one of the things is we have to be better at set pieces. We gave up 16 goals on the year. Three were during the run of the play. Three were our own fault, and 10 were off either a free kick, penalty kick, corner kick. So I think if we can, or even cut that down in half, because if we're only getting scored three times during the course of 23 games against a pretty tough schedule, we got a pretty good defensive unit. A pretty good defensive team, organized, and that will win us the championships. We just need to be a little bit better in front of the goal. But yet, the other thing we learned is we got a great team coming back. We lose Pat Dingledine, midfielder, and Joel Pedroza up front, and then a group of players, about four of them, that were quite good for us coming off the bench. We got everybody coming back, so real excited.
Talk a little bit about what goes on in the offseason. I know that you're taking a little bit of a break now, but mm-hmm. You're going to be picking things back up. What are some of the kind of steps that we get towards our goal, is starting with the season off right next year here already in January?
Yeah, it's I wish we had a break. Our coaches right now are working real hard on recruiting. We've been out of town quite a bit this month, and we'll be out of town quite a bit in January. But we've already started the process. The guys get, after the season's over, they get a couple weeks off. Of course, there's Christmas break inside of that. And then we start lifting, kind of getting into that, strength and conditioning phase of our program. And then from February to about to the end of April, we just really focus in on becoming better with the ball, better in small group play. And then we'll work on, as we get closer, when it gets warmer, then we'll kind of put our system back in place, get our players back into playing together again, and working on some of the things that that we needed to improve on from last season.
One of the more memorable games that I can remember watching as far as Hastings College soccer is concerned, last year's first round game, the home opener in the playoffs against Hannibal LaGrange. Mm-hmm. We had that home game.
Yep.
Hannibal LaGrange, one of those teams that they have a lot of international flavor, and you see that with a lot of the teams that qualify for the national tournament. Mm-hmm. A lot of international flavor. But what does that say about your program, who really recruits regionally and can still come out and play with these guys?
It's funny that you say that, because we get asked that question all the time by other coaches in the country that have a big international contingency on their teams, and I just think it speaks well of our players. I mean, and the Nebraska players in general. I mean, I think we have some great players here. You look at Creighton University, that's usually successful. They have a number of Creighton or a number of Nebraska players on it. But even so, I take a little bit of pride in the fact that the Masters College, that was a national runner-up this year, only had a couple international students on there. And so there's kind of this, we have a special bond with all those other teams that, you know, hey, we can get this done in the NAIA. When everybody else is recruiting internationally, we can get this done with American players. And I think it just speaks, so well of our guys and their determination and their work ethic. And, you know, and really they're just their want to be the best. So,
okay, well, Chris Crank, head coach for the Hastings College men's soccer team, another successful season. Congratulations on that, and good luck as we get ready and we prepare into next season.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Al Wheeler Activity Center. We're in Peru this afternoon. Hastings College men's basketball on 1230 KHAS. At the break, Hastings out on top of Peru State by the score of 39-37. Again, the Hastings College women's basketball team playing down in Newton, Kansas this afternoon up against Bethel College out of Kansas. The Broncos have the lead at halftime there, 48-21. Hastings again in the first half here, getting 14 points out of Kyler Dossett here this afternoon. Meanwhile, on the other side of things for Peru State, the leading scorer is Stephen Burks. In fact, he's got a double-double already today. Burks has got 13 points and 10 rebounds in the first half alone. 5 out of 8 from the field. Pulled down the 10 rebounds, 5 on offense and 5 on defense. He's also played 17 out of the 20 minutes for Peru State here in this first half. So Burks leading the way for the Bobcats. Dossett leading the way for Hastings College. Leading rebounder for the Broncos is Dossett. He has got 4 in the first half. Jeremiah Slough also with 4 rebounds. Hastings hitting on 48% of their field goal tries in the first half, only 15% from three-point range. They are 2 out of 13. The only guys to hit three-pointers in the first half was Derek Fletcher. He's 1 out of 5 from behind the arc. Wade Bontz is 1 out of 4. So Hastings 2 out of 13 on three-pointers. They have turned the ball over 9 times. Meanwhile, Peru State hitting 51% of their field goal tries here in the first half, 50% from three-point territory. They're 3 out of 6. They're also 50% from the foul line at 4 out of 8. Rebounding margin again being led by Peru State, 18-16, 6-5 on the offensive end. So we're set to go second half here this afternoon. Hastings looking to go to 10 wins and 4 losses on the season with a win in this one. Peru State looking for their fourth win of the season. The Bobcats came in with a mark of 3 wins and 11 losses. Peru State had an 8-point lead in the first half at 30-22. Biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings so far has been 5 points right off the bat. They scored the first 5 points of the contest. So Peru State will get the ball to begin this second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. And play is back in. Each team starting the same way they started the ball game. As Santo is back in there. Now to Javon Hitch. They work it inside to Burks. His shot up there. It's up and in. Steven Burks scores again. Burks now with 15 points in the ball game. And now we're tied up at 39 points apiece. Here's Wade Voss to Fletcher. Outside to Dossett. Dribbles to the left side of the lane. Down here on the baseline. Now loses control of the ball. It's going to be out of bounds. Turnover Hastings. 10 turnovers on the Broncos now. And now Hastings will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Steven Burks will inbound the ball to Joe Santo. Santo brings it back to Burks. Dribbles once. Comes to the midcourt stripe to Williams. Williams, now to Steven Burks. Now to Joe Santo, picked up out there by Slough. Santo gets away, dribbles to the left side of the lane, down in the corner. That's a Javon Hitch. Wade Bontz will draw him defensively. Out to Santo again. Now to Hitch. Bounce pass goes inside to Williams. Now to Santo. Dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up to Williams. Williams on the dribble, takes it to the right side. The ball's going to be stripped away, and it's picked up by Fletcher. Fletcher has got it. Now to Slough, and he is hit as he comes into the forecourt, and a foul is going to be called on Burks. Steven Burks whistled for the personal foul for Peru State. That's going to be his third. Team foul number one on the Bobcats here in the second half of play. 1 minute into the second half, Hastings and Peru State tied up at 39 points apiece. Slough has got it now to a Derek Fletcher. Lobs it left side of the lane to Bond. Spins, goes into the paint. His shot is up there from point-blank range. No good. Rebound Dossett. Follow shot good. Tyler Dossett, a brand-new season high. 16 points for him. Dossett with 8 field goals, and he gets a big rebound there. Hastings goes back out on top now with a score of 41-39. Here's a steal by Slough. He takes it to the basket. His shot is up and in. Slough gets the steal right at the 10-second line, and he gets the field goal. And the Broncos now have a 4-point lead, and Troy Caton calls the timeout. Peru State calls a timeout here. 18 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 43, Peru State 39.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Peru this afternoon, Hastings College basketball from 1230 KHAS. After this one, Hastings will have 8 days off before their next ball game. It'll be after the Christmas break. On the 28th of December, Hastings will head for Aberdeen, South Dakota to play Northern State. And we've got another non-conference game coming up here against Southwestern of Kansas before we get back to the GPAC after the first of the year. 43-39, Hastings out with a 4-point lead. There's a Steven Burks with the ball now for Peru State as he works out on top against Slough, and a foul is going to go on Jeremiah. Slough picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half. No free throws here. Going to be the Bobcats playing things in. Steven Burks will get it into a Joe Santo. Santo around the screen, out of Williams at the top of the key, hands it back here to Santo. Touches the top of his head, and they'll run a set play right here. Hands it away now to Marshall Kelly. Kelly at the free throw line. Has it stripped away by Slough. Jeremiah's got it again. One-on-one all the way to the hoop. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try. Good. Tyler Dossett gets the offensive rebound and the tip. He's now got 18 points in the ball game. Back the other way as Marshall Kelly goes away to Williams. He drives for the hole. It's partially deflected. Ball brought out of there by Hastings. Broncos now have a 6-point lead. It is 45-39. Hastings back to their offensive end. Dossett from the free throw line, and again, contact made, foul called. A foul is going to go here on the Santo for Peru State. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Bobcats. So Hastings now out to their biggest lead of the ball game at 45-39. Slough will play things in. It is kicked back out of bounds by Santo. So Jeremiah will try it again. Baseline left side underneath his own basket. 17-38 to play in the ball game. Hastings with the lead. Slough gets it into Vons, wheels in the lane, goes up, his shot is up there, he banks one home. Wade Vons now with 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings leads by the score of 47-39. Hastings led at halftime 39-37. So Peru State has scored only 2 points here in the early stages of the second half. Here's a shot taken by Marshall Kelly from the deep left corner. It's going to be no good. Fletcher comes down with the rebound into the forecourt. Now to Dossett is running one-handed. The lane is good. Kyler Dossett is on fire here today. 20 points for Kyler Dossett. Hastings now leading by 10 points for the first time today, 49-39. And now Hitch gets stripped of the ball in the lane, and he's going to be fouled on the play by Dossett. Kyler picks up his first. So Kyler Dossett with 20 points in his basketball game. He's got 5 rebounds. Hastings has increased their lead to 49-39. Hastings has outscored Peru State 10-2 in the first 3 minutes of the second half. There's another turnover as the ball is ripped out of there by Hastings. That's a Jake Marvin getting the steal there. Turnover number 16 on Peru State. Here's a shot from the top of the key up and in. Jake Marvin hits the three ball. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. And again, Peru State wants to call a timeout. Hastings now out on top by 13 points. We've got a break with 16:44 to play. Here the ball game is now Hastings 52, Peru State 39.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Nebraska men's basketball coming your way tonight on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. The Huskers will take on Jackson State. Non-conference game from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 6 o'clock for the pregame show. 7:05 the tip-off. The Huskers in Jackson State tonight on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Hastings on a 13-2 run to begin this second half, and the Broncos now have a 52-39 advantage over Peru State as the Bobcats try to get something going here offensively. Marshall Kelly has got it, gives it up, and now they lose control of the ball again. Kelly just trying to hand it away to Evan Williams. He mishandles the ball. It goes out of bounds. That's 17 turnovers now on Peru State here in the ball game. So Hastings will come back the other direction with a 13-point lead, 16.5 minutes to play here in this one. Tyler Dossett has been the guy who has led the charges so far for Hastings. 5 rebounds. He's got 20 points in the ball game. He'll play things in. Here's Fletcher with the ball back in the offensive zone. To Marvin, to a wide open Wade Bontz underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Bontz now with 11 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 54-39. A 15-2 run by the Broncos now here in the second half. Here's a Javon Hitch. Pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer. That one won't go, and the rebound comes down to Fletcher. Outlet pass to Slough. Long pass down to Florida Marvin. He stuffs one home. Jake Marvin slams it home for Hastings. He's got 9 points. 56-39. Hastings with the lead. 15:55 to play here in the contest. Hastings on a 17-2 run right now. Here's Hitch. He drives for the basket. It won't go. Ball is tipped out. It's picked up by Williams. His pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be picked up here in the lane by Bontz. Bontz not a Slough. He cranks up a three. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Stephen Burks. Burks runs it back the other way. Has it stripped away by Slough. Slough takes it all the way. His shot is up and in. Jeremiah pokes the ball away and goes in for the uncontested layup. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 48-39. Hastings now leading in the ball game by 19 points. Here's a Hitch right at the 10-second line. Finally goes to the far sideline to Reese Schwartz, who checked back in there for Troy Caton and the Bobcats. Bounce pass goes inside to Evan Williams. Wheels in a lane. The ball stripped away and a foul is called. It's going to go on Slough of Hastings. That's going to be his third. So Hastings College right now in a 19-2 run here in the second half. It was 39-37 at halftime, and now it's 58-39 in favor of Hastings. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Evan Williams for Peru State. He's got 3 points in the ball game thus far. 1 out of 2 from the stripe. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Here comes McDerlin into the ball game for Hastings. Olsen will check in. Doss is going to come out, and Wade Bonce is going to check out. Hastings in a 19-2 run here to begin this second half. There's the next shot. It's up there. It is good. So Williams gets the free throw to go down. Into the ball game now, Matthew Droman. Into the contest, Grant Cole for Peru State. 15-10 remaining here in the ball game. Hastings now leading Peru State by a score of 58-40. Broncos will look to play things in. McNerlin does. Gets it to Olsen. He is double-teamed here in backcourt. He's got good rid of it. Finally, he does. Now to Brent McNerlin. Hustles into the forecourt. Comes over here now to Jake Marvin. Marvin hands it away to Fletcher on the dribble. Moves it to the top of the key. Now to Nate Olsen. Olsen looking to penetrate. Lobs it down low. Marvin grabs it, shoots, and scores. Jake Marvin scores. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 60-40. This is their biggest lead of the ball game, and it comes with 14 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this one. Devon Hitch has got the ball. Hastings really ratcheting up the defensive pressure here in this second half. Looking good on D. Adam Blaylock has got the ball. Blaylock goes over to Javon Hitch. Hitch just holds on to it out there in three-point territory. Now drives it against Slough. Going to take it down to the low block. His shot is too hard. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound comes down to McNerlin of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Slough. Slough leads a three-on-two break. They go to Olsen. Drives, and he's going to be fouled into play. Hastings had the numbers, three-on-two. Olsen ended up with the ball as he took it to the hole, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Peru State. It's going to go on Grant Cole. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Bobcats here in the second half of play. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Olsen. Nate's a 73% foul shooter in the season. He's 14 out of 19. Olsen has not scored so far this afternoon. The sophomore out of Norfolk looks at the basket here. It is up, and that one is going to be no good. He'll get one more. Nate now 14 out of 20 from the free throw line this season. Marvin comes out for the Broncos. And here comes Jason States. He'll check in. Hastings leading by a score of 60-40. Hastings right now the 21-3 run since halftime. And the first 5 minutes and 47 seconds of the second half. Olsen's second free throw is in the air. That's going to be in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Peru State. Jacob Shaban is into the ball game now for Peru State. Grabs the last rebound. Off to Adam Blaylock. Blaylock comes into the forecourt now to a Grant Cole. Dribbles down the near sideline. Cole comes out on top to Williams. Moves it to the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Now to Blaylock. Out here in three-point territory to Droman. Droman out to Grant Cole for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Fletcher of Hastings. So Peru State will inbound. Underneath their own basket to the left side. 13:49 to play here in the contest. Hastings leading by 20 by a score of 60-40. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Bonce. Here comes Dawson back in. Slough checks out, and also Derek Fletcher. Peru State will inbound the basketball. Grant Cole, high above his head, finally gets it into a Blaylock out here in three-point territory. Droman fakes the pass. Now does get rid of it to a Grant Cole. Spins out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the elbow. Now to Droman, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Bonce. Wade has got it for Hastings. Dribbles down there. Comes to the near side. Now to Nate Olsen. Olsen looking to penetrate. Cut off nicely there by Cole. Nate now back out into three-point territory. Down in the corner. Olsen dribbling back inside. Takes it to the basket. His shot is up and in. Nate Olsen scores his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 62-40. Blaylock gets rid of it again to a Droman. Moves it back inside to Williams. His shot is up and in. Evan Williams now with his second field goal of the ball game. He has got 6 points now. It is 62-42. Broncos leading by 20. Here's Dossett, near side. Bonce fakes the three. Now takes the ball to the hole. His shot no good. He's fouled in the play. So Bonce will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Matthew Droman. That's going to be his second. So Bonce back to the stripe now for Hastings. Bonce 2-4 from the free throw line here this afternoon. So Hastings uses a big second half run. And now they've got a comfortable lead of 20 points at 60-42. But remember, a week ago, we had a 19-point lead against Briarcliff and let that one slip away. Bonce's free throw is up there and in. Wade now with 12 points in the basketball game at 63-42. Hastings out on top as Bonce gets ready for his second one. Vons puts it up there, and his shot is up and in. 64-42. Hastings in a non-conference basketball game with a lead now over Briar Cliff, rather over Peru State. Here's Adam Blaylock with the ball down in the corner on the right side. A three-pointer put up there no good by Shaven. Rebound comes down to Vons. Long pass down to four. They get it to Jason States. He is pushed from behind. His shot is good. And let's see. We got a foul before the shot. The bucket will not count. States got the field goal to go down, but he was shoved from behind there by Jacob Shaven. That's going to be his first personal foul. And now it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Olsen will get it into a bounce, shovels it away. Now in the lane, a shot by Jason States is no good. He was hacked on the arm. A foul is going to go on Shaven again. That's going to be his second. And now we're going to have some free throws. States will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Jason is only 33% from the foul line so far this season. He is 3 out of 9. So States to the free throw line here for Hastings, a 6'6" junior out of North Platte. His shot is up there. That one is good. Hastings is a team hitting 70% of their foul shots so far this year. And the Broncos now leading by 23 points, 65-42. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Williams. Williams gets it away to Grant Cole. End of the forecourt now to Matthew Droman. Looking to penetrate, takes it down on the baseline as he forces his way to the basket. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Droman just powers his way to the basket there for Peru State. And a foul is going to be called here on Olsen. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 on Hastings. And now Droman goes to the free throw line here to try to convert on a 3-point play. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. His shot is up there. It's good. 65-45. Hastings, again, leading by 20 points. Olsen gets it to Kyler Dossett just inside the 3-point ring. Down in the corner now to Vance for 3. Shot good. Wade Vance nails one from the left corner. He's now got 16 in the ball game. Hastings now with a 23-point lead. Bombs away at the other end. Here's a shot. No good by Droman. Rebound comes down to Olsen, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called, I believe, on Hastings, yes. It's going to be Olsen picking up a personal foul. That's going to be his third. Here comes Jake Marvin back in. Slough comes in. Fletcher comes in. States coming out. Olsen coming out. And McNerlin also checking out. 8 minutes into the second half. Hastings leading by 23, 68-45. It'll be Peru State playing things in the corner. Droman cranks up the three. His shot is up there and in. Matthew Droman drains the three-pointer from the deep right corner. He has now got 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings back quickly. Slough in the lane. Dumps it away. Jake Marvin on baseline. Shot is up there. It's good. Jake Marvin now with 13 points in the contest at 70-47. Hastings out on top with 11:43 to play in the basketball game from Peru. Droman has got it in backcourt. Now to Blaylock, picked up there by Fletcher of Hastings. Into the offensive zone to Williams. Drives it down the lane. Contact made and a blocking foul on Hastings as Kyler Dossett goes tumbling out of bounds. Dossett picks up the foul. It's going to be his second. Team foul number 6. Now check that. Team foul number 3. Nope, it's going to be the third foul on Kyler Dossett. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. No free throws here. Peru State will play things in from underneath their own hoop. Grant Cole will play things in for the Bobcats. Looking. Finally gets it in the corner. That's a Droman with the ball. Picked up there by Fletcher of Hastings. Back out to Joe Santo, who's back into the ball game. Now to Grant Cole. Bounce pass to Stephen Burks. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Fletcher. Gets it to Slough. Slough to Fletcher. He drives for the hole and then tries to dump it away to Kyler Dossett, and it's out of bounds. It was tipped out there by Peru State. Maybe one too many passes there. Fletcher probably should have went up with a shot, but he tried to dump it away to Dossett. The ball deflected out of his hands. Hastings will play things in. Left side of the hoop down here on the baseline. Jeremiah Slough looking to play things in. Does so. Alley-oop into the lane. Grabbed there by Marvin. He goes up with a shot, and it's going to be stripped out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. Grant Cole picks up the foul for Peru State. That's going to be his third. And now Marvin goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Marvin has got 13 points in the ball game today. Kyler Dossett leading the way. He's got 20. Wade Bontz has got 16. Jeremiah Slough with 11. Shot from the free throw line is good by Marvin. He'll get one more. Hastings now leading by the score of 71-47. This ball game was close in the first 20 minutes, but Hastings using a huge run to begin the second half. And Hastings now with some breathing room as the second shot is up there and in by Marvin. Into the ball game now for Peru State is going to be Javon Hitch. Coming to the bench is going to be Drillman. So Peru State will inbound the ball here. Hastings still applying pressure back here. Burks, a long baseball pass down the floor. They get to a Grant Cole. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Marvin has got it. Marvin now to Jeremiah Slough. Jeremiah gives it away to Fletcher. Three-pointer put up there and in. Derek Fletcher, it's his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. There's a long pass down the floor again to Williams. Williams on the baseline, takes it to the free throw line, goes inside. That's Burks. His shot is up there. It's good. Williams gets the assist. Stephen Burks gets the field goal. Burks now is 17 in the ball game. 75-49. Hastings with the lead. 10:40 to play. Kyler Dossett into the forecourt. Pass into the lane. Fletcher grabs it, shoots and scores. Dossett gets the assist. Fletcher gets the field goal. Derek now with 8 points in the ball game. 77-49. Hastings with the lead. There's a Stephen Burks cross-court pass goes to Santo. His shot for three, no good. Dossett grabs the rebound, and a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. Kyler Dossett having a whale of a basketball game here for Hastings. Dossett had 14 points earlier this year against the University of Sioux Falls. He's got 20 so far today in this ball game against Peru State. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Grant Cole. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. And it's going to be Dossett going to the free throw line. Kyler, a 72% foul shooter in the season. He has not had many opportunities. He is 8 out of 11 from the free throw line. So Dossett to the stripe here for Hastings. The Broncos out on top 77-49. Shot is up there. It is good by Dossett. Dossett now with 21 in the ballgame. He will get one more. Senior from Silver Thorn, Colorado. Kyler's second shot is up there. That one rattles home. Dossett with 22 in the ball game, and Hastings now leading by 30 points, 79-49, with 10:13 to play here in the contest. Hitch, his bank shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And let's see. They're going to give it to Peru State. They say it was last touch there by Vance or Dossett down here. So it's out of bounds off of the Broncos, and Peru State will play things into the left side of their basket. Reese Schwartz will play things in now for Peru State. Lobs it into the lane. The ball is deflected, and it's taken out of there by Fletcher. Derek dribbles once, comes to the near sideline. Kyler Dossett back to the center of the floor. Down in the corner, Bonds for three. Shot is up there, good. Wade Bonds, a three-pointer from the left corner. He's now got 19 in the ball game. Hastings leading Peru State now by a score of 82-49. 9:50 to play. A totally different team for Hastings here in the second half. Here's a shot up there by Burks, no good. Rebound comes down to Dossett again. Dossett gets it away to Fletcher. Into the forecourt to Slough. Alley-oop, shot up and in. Jake Marvin gets the field goal. Nice pass there by Slough. Just kind of left it up above the rim, and Jake Marvin put it down through the hole. Jake now with 17 points in the ballgame, and Troy Caton calls another timeout. Another timeout, Peru State. 9 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 84, Peru State 49.
News, sports, weather, ag, and business news classifieds. It's all in the Hastings Tribune. Check out the Tribune's website, hastingstribune.com. Get the latest sports scores and reports on Hastings College and local and area high schools. Click on photos to view and order your favorite Tribune news and sports photos, and get the latest breaking news headlines delivered right to your inbox by clicking on email alerts. For more details and to subscribe to the Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com or call the Hastings Tribune at 402-462-2131.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Al Wheeler Activity Center in Peru this afternoon. Hastings has now built a big lead here, 84-49 with 9:27 to play. Some scores in for you in women's college basketball. Hastings had the lead over Bethel today at halftime, 48-21. That ball game being played down in Newton, Kansas this afternoon. Dort College has beaten Cornerstone today by a score of 63-57. In women's college basketball. And with 5 minutes to play in the first half, Northwestern, the men leading Buena Vista by a score of 27-22. The NAIA National Championship football game played today. Sioux Falls wins their fourth national title. They beat Lindenwood of Missouri 25-22. 84-49. Hastings with a big lead here over Peru State. This ball game was close at halftime, 39-37. Hastings has turned it on here since halftime. Peru State will play things in down here. And we got a foul called on Slough. Personal foul is called on Jeremiah Slough. Alex Drake now into the ball game for Peru State. So Troy Caton continues to go to his bench. He's played a ton of folks here in this ball game. Here comes Jason States into the ball game now for Hastings. Here comes that Dane Bacon for the first time this afternoon. Last personal foul, one against Slough. That's going to be his third. And out of the free throw line is going to be Alex Drake for Peru State, 6'4" freshman out of Papillion. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to States, but he loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Burks. His shot no good. Rebound to States. States is now in trouble back here. Finally gets the ball away. That's McNerland running back the other way to Fletcher. He drives for the hole. Shot good. Derek Fletcher now with 10 points. McNerland gets the assist. 86-49. Hastings blowing the Bobcats out of here this afternoon in men's college basketball. This is Connor Smith into the ball game for the first time now for Peru State, as Troy Caton has got all kinds of new folks in after that last timeout. As the Bobcats work against this man-to-man defense for Hastings, dribbling inside and throwing it to the near side. That's going to be Alex Drake with the ball. Launches up a shot. It's up and in. Alex Drake scores his first field goal of the ball game. It's now 86-51. Hastings out on top. Nate Olson goes to Fletcher. Fletcher, right side. Jason States out to McNerland. He drives in, and he banks one home. Brett McNerland's second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. It's now an 88-51 ball game. Hastings leading with 8.5 minutes to go. There's Stephen Brooks with the ball. Goes over to Connor Smith on the wing on the left side. He gives up to Alex Drake. Drake down to Marshall Joy is into the ball game, a freshman out of Humboldt, Nebraska. Lobs it right side of the lane. With the ball is going to be Burks. And Burks' scoop shot is up and in. Stephen Burks scores. He has now got 19 points in the ball game for the Bobcats. Hastings leading 88-53. 8 minutes to play here in this one. McNerland on the baseline, drives. He loses control of the ball, and it's going to be picked up here by Peru State. The 11th turnover in the Broncos, and now it's going to be deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Peru State ball. They will inbound here in backcourt. Fletcher comes out. Here comes Dane Bacon into the ball game, or rather Aaron Kane is into the ball game now for Hastings. 7:51 to play here in the contest. Hastings 88 and Peru State 53. Broncos can hang on. We'll go to 10 wins and 4 losses. Get us in the Christmas break with double-digit wins. There's a shot from the deep left corner. It's going to be an air ball. No good. Offensive rebound, Burks, and he puts it down through the hole, and he's fouled into play. Burks gets the offensive board and the putback, and he's fouled into play there by States of Hastings. So Jason picks up his first personal foul. Burks has now got 21 in the ball game here for Peru State. He averages 11.5 in the season, so he is having a good ball game here. A 6'6" senior from Kansas City, Missouri. It is now 88-55 in favor of Hastings. As Burks, we go to the free throw line. He's 3 out of 4 from the stripe this afternoon. His shot is up there. That one is good. 88-56. Hastings with the lead. 7.5 to play. Aaron Kane with the ball for Hastings. Down to Olson. Olson brings it up. Goes to Kane in the offensive zone. Hustles into the forecourt, gets to Dane Bacon for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. In fact, it goes up over the glass and out of play. And Peru State will play things in. Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS from the Al Wheeler Activity Center in Peru. This was close at halftime, 39-37, but Hastings using a big second-half run to start off the second half, and they have not been threatened since we came out of the locker room at halftime. Here's Peru State back to their offensive end. Brooks has got it, spins away, now goes for the basket. His shot, no good. He's hacked on the arm again. A personal foul called on Hastings. Trevor Haldmeier picks up the foul for the Broncos. So the former Hastings High Tiger into the ball game here for head coach Lance Creech. Haldmeier picks up the personal foul. Brooks to the free throw line again for Peru State. He has got 22 points in the ball game, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Brooks looks up there, and his shot is off of the mark. No good. He'll get one more. Grant Cole back into the ball game now for Peru State. 88-56. Hastings with the advantage here with 7 minutes exactly to play this contest. Second shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Olson for Hastings. So Nate Olson hustles back into the forecourt for the Broncos. Takes it all the way down the lane. Goes off to a Haldmeier. His shot off the baseline is going to be no good, and we got a foul called. A foul is going to go on Hastings. Brent McNerland picks up the foul for the Broncos. That's going to be his third. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Some fresh bodies into the ball game, and Lance Creech can make sure they're all on the right page here. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 88, Peru State 56.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Peru this afternoon. Hastings College basketball from 1230 KHAS. In the last check, the Hastings College women's basketball team out on top of Bethel. They were at halftime. Hastings had the lead over Bethel by a score of 48-21. Everybody that's playing today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference has got non-conference affairs. Buena Vista playing at Northwestern in men's play. 27-22 with 5 minutes to play in the first half. Morningside has a 5 o'clock ball game against Wayne State today. And Simpson College is playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Those are the men's games. Women's side of things, Dort has already beaten Cornerstone 63-57. Nebraska Wesleyan will play the University of Dubuque later on. And Hastings with that lead over Bethel at halftime. 6:50 remaining here. The Broncos leading the Bobcats of Peru State 88-56. And it's out from the free throw line is up and in by Grant Cole. Now 1 of 3 from the stripe this afternoon. He's got 1 point in the ball game. Cole averaging 5.6 in the season. His shot is up there. It is good, so he nails a pair of free throws. Hastings now leading by 30. 88-58 is the score. The Broncos have some fresh bodies into the ball game again. Here's Nate Olson. Olson dribbling inside the ring. And now back outside that three-point arc. Nate gets it back here right at the elbow, left side. Goes over to Dane Bacon. Bacon down on the baseline to a Blake Wright trying to drive it. Has it knocked away. Picked up by Olson. Now to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound is loose and it's brought down here by Peru State. Bobcats have it back. Drake got the rebound there for the Cats. To Connor Smith, who's into the ball game now. A freshman out of Lincoln. Smith goes over to a Marshall Joy. Joy now to Grant Cole. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up by Wright for Hastings College. As an entry pass, they get it to Alex Drake. Comes across the top now to a Marshall Joy. He loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Hastings. Wright has got it on the turnover. That's number 19 for Peru State. Hastings turns it away again as they come into the forecourt. Aaron Kane loses control. Is picked up here by Peru State. Driving is Connor Smith. And we got a Jacob Shaven gets the tip. Ball kind of hung up on the rim there. And Shaven comes and taps it home. 88-60. The score now with 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here's Olson with the ball now for Hastings. Olson dribbles to the right side of the floor, looking to penetrate, cut off there. Olson lobs it inside. Now Hallmeyer grabs it for Hastings, goes up with a shot. It's blocked down. Jump ball is called. Jump ball is called. The possession arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control here. 5:23 to play in the ball game. Hastings has got the lead over Peru State. The score is 88-60. Now they're going to reset the shot clock down to 17 seconds. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. Allmeyer has his shot blocked, so Hastings will play things in. Olson looking, and finally gets it in to Kane. He loses control of the ball out of bounds. A lot of pressure out there by Peru State. That was Marshall Joy right in Kane's face. Kane lost the ball out of bounds, so Hastings will drop back on defense now. Peru State will come up the floor with the basketball. Alex Drake comes to the near side, nearly intercepted there by the Broncos. That's Aaron Kane back there. One-man press, so to speak, for the Broncos. Peru State has got back in their offensive zone again. There's a Shaven, kicks it out in the corner, a long three, put up there, it's wild. No good, rebounded inside by Shaven. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. So Jacob Shaven will go to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Hallmeyer of Hastings. That's going to be his second personal foul. So going to the free throw line will be Jacob Shaban now for Peru State. A 42% foul shooter in the season. He is 3 out of 7 for the mark this year. His shot is up there. That one is no good. He'll get one more. He was fouled in the act of shooting. 4 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings all over Peru State this afternoon. The score is 88-60. Next shot is up there. It is short. Rebound comes down to right of Hastings. Blake Wright gets it away now to Nate Olson. Hustles into the forecourt. Here's Kane with the ball. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass out on top to Olson. Takes it to the free throw line. Covered up. Gets it back out to Kane. And he backs up out here in three-point territory. Kane moves it over on the right side now to Dane Bacon behind his screen from Wright. Entry pass. They get it to Hallbauer. Now to Olson down here on the baseline left side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. To Bacon for three. His shot is up there. It's short. Rebound loose. Kane picks it up. His shot no good. And he's fouled in the play. Ball came right to Aaron Kane in the lane. Look what I got. And he's going to be fouled in the play as he goes up for the shot. Connor Smith picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 9 on the Bobcats. Aaron Kane to the free throw line here for Hastings. He has not scored so far today. His shot is up there. It is good. So Kane gets the free throw to go down. He'll get one more. He's a sophomore out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here comes the next one. That one is around the rim twice and falls off. No good. So it's 89-60. Hastings out on top by 29. Under 4.5 minutes to play here in this one. Grant Cole with the ball now for Peru State. Goes over on the left side, and now they work it down in the low block to Shaven. Some contact made down there, and the foul is going to be called on the Broncos. It's going to go on Bacon. That's going to be his first. So Hastings used a 25-5 run at the beginning of the second half. After the two teams exchanged leads in the first half, it was close at halftime. Hastings led 39-37 and then came out of the locker room and went on a 25-5 run at the beginning of the second half and put this baby away. Jacob Shaban hits the free throw. He's now 1 out of 3 from the stripe. Hastings now leading by a score of 89-61. Here comes the second shot. That one is up there and in. 89-62. Broncos have the lead. Hastings will inbound here in backcourt. Altmeyer's got it. Altmeyer now to a Nate Olson. Hustles into the forecourt. Now we'll set up the offense here for Hastings. Peru State still in a man-to-man. Olson circles around and puts up a little 12-footer. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Peru State. Bobcats have the ball. Running back the other way. Marshall Joy has got it. Takes off. Drives it. Now shoots it and scores. Joy, Connor Smith getting the field goal there for Peru State. Not Marshall Joy. Connor Smith getting the field goal. That's his first bucket. Here's Kane driving in the lane for Hastings. His shot is wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Peru State. Grant Cole has got it for the Bobcats down the near sideline to Marshall Joy. Joy brings it to the top of the key. Gives it up now to Alex Drake. Drake hands it back here to Grant Cole. Back out to the top of the key to Connor Smith. There's a three-pointer put up and in by Alex Drake. Drake now with 5 points in the ballgame. It's 89-67. So we approach the three-minute mark now in the ballgame. Both teams with some second and third teamers on the floor right now trying to finish up the ballgame here today. Nate Olson goes in a high post to Hallmeyer. Hands it back down to Nate. To Trevor Hallmeyer inside to Kane. Here's the Nate Olson. His shot from 10. In and out, no good. Rebound right. Shot's going to be partially deflected. And the ball's going to be brought out of there by Grant Cole for Peru State. 2:45 to play here in the ballgame. It's 89-67. Hastings with the lead. And now a timeout here from Peru State. The Bobcats want to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 2:41 to play here in the contest. It's Hastings 89, Peru State 67.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
2:41 remaining in our basketball game here this afternoon. Hastings out on top of Peru State by a score of 89-67. Broncos is going to go to 10-4 after this one here this afternoon. Peru State will drop to 3 wins and 12 losses. Hastings using the 25-5 run at the beginning of the second half to propel them to this victory. We've got the player of the game coming up after the contest here today. And then the coach's post-game show, Lance Creech, will join us. Hastings will be off now until December 28th when they hit the road to play another non-conference game at Northern State up in Aberdeen, South Dakota. They'll play one more non-conference game against Southwestern before we get back to the Great Plains Athletic Conference season right after the first of the year. 89-67, Hastings in the lead. Grant Cole has got the ball now for the Bobcats. Cole, bounce pass, can be intercepted. Intercepted by Kane, another turnover on Peru State. Kane comes back the other way, takes it to the basket, his shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. Aaron Kane gets the steal. And now he'll go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Grant Cole picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number five on Grant, so he's out of the ball game now with 2:25 remaining as he fouls out of the contest. Going to the free throw line will be Aaron Kane for Hastings. Has five personal fouls on Grant Cole. And he will leave with 2 minutes and 25 seconds remaining here in the contest. So Troy Caton will make his substitute. Well, John Bernack comes into the ball game now at 6'1" junior. Aaron Kane to the free throw line for Hastings. His shot is up there. That one is good. Kane now with 2 points in the ball game, couple of free throws. Hastings has hit 90 points now against Peru State. It is 90-67. Here comes the second one. That's going to be short off of the right side as well. And the rebound comes down to Peru State. So the Bobcats have the basketball back. Connor Smith hustles into the forecourt. Bernack from deep in the right corner, a three-pointer. Put up there, it is no good. And a foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Shaban. Jacob Shaban picks up the personal foul. This is the most points that Hastings has scored this season. They scored 88 points in their season opener against York. Also scored 88 points in the ball game against McPherson and 88 against Midland Lutheran. So Hastings now with 90 points on the board here in this contest against Peru State, 90-67. Another free throw coming up here. The first one is going to be missed by Trevor Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer will get one more. Second one is up there. He doinks that one as well. Holtmeyer misses a pair. So the score remains at 90-67. So we approach the two-minute mark now here in the contest. Connor Smith with a ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Dane Bacon of Hastings. As the Broncos' second and third teamers mopping things up here this afternoon for Lance Creech. Connor Smith out to the wing on the left side. Here's a long-range jumper put up there no good by Alex Drake. The ball is loose. Holtmeyer grabs the ball for Hastings. Dribbles up the floor. Comes down to Kane as he drives for the rack. His shot is no good, and he's hacked on the arm. And Aaron Kane goes back to the free throw line now for Hastings College. Drake picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Aaron Kane back to the free throw line for Hastings. Kane with 2 points in the ball game, a couple of free throws. Craig Farmer now in the ball game for Hastings as well. Another ex-St. Cecilia Bluehawk for their state championship team, seeing his first playing time in a while as Kane misses his free throw. He'll have one more. 90-67. Hastings blowing the Cats out of here this afternoon. Next shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. I think somebody was in the lane too soon. And Kane will have another opportunity right here. 1:43 remaining here in the contest. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Kane gets the free throw to go down. Hastings College women's basketball team wins today over Bethel. Final score of 88-56. 88-56. The Hastings College women's basketball team wins this afternoon down in Newton, Kansas. The men here leading over Peru State, 91-67. Here's a long-range three. Put up there, it's no good. Battle for the rebound. Holtmeyer had it. He lost it. It's picked up here by the Bobcats. Here's Shaban. His shot is up there. It is no good, but he's whistled for the traveling violation. Try to use some ball fakes to put a defender in the air, but he's whistled for the traveling violation. Peru State has turned the ball over 25 times in the basketball game this afternoon. Minute and 15 seconds to play here in the contest. Holtmeyer down in the baseline. Comes out to Dane Bacon, now to Kane, to Craig Farmer over here on the left side. Farmer, two-handed pass back outside to Bacon for three. Shot good. Dane Bacon knocks a three-pointer down. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and Hastings leads by the score of 94-67. There's a Smith with the ball, drives around Bacon, takes the ball to the basket. His shot is no good. Battle for the rebound is brought out of there by Hastings. Kane has got it for the Broncos. Comes to the near sideline. They get it to Dane Bacon. Angles toward the basket. Won't put up a shot. Here's Holmeyer. He will. His shot is up there. It's bounds off. No good. Farmer tips the ball, and now it's recovered by Hastings in a jump ball situation. As Holmeyer grabs it, he's tied up in the play. The arrow pointing in favor of Peru State, so the Bobcats will come back the other direction. 36 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings out on top of Peru State by a score of 94-67. Non-conference basketball action here this afternoon. Connor Smith comes back now for Peru State in the offensive zone. Picked up by Kane. Bounce pass to the near side. Here's Marshall Joy. His shot is up and in. Marshall Joy scoring there for Peru State. He gets the field goal. 94-69 is the score. Farmer gives it up now for Hastings. Over to Kane. Cross-court pass comes on the near side to Bacon. Now to Wright. Down to the baseline. Jump pass goes to Kane. Kane now to Farmer. Dribbles down the lane. Nice behind-the-back pass to Wright, and he lays it in. Blake Wright scores. Behind-the-back pass there by Craig Farmer. A couple of Blue Hawks teaming up there. 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's a shot put up there. No good. And that's going to be the ball game. Hastings College going to win it. Final score, Hastings 96, Peru State 69. So Hastings will go to 10 wins and 4 losses on the season. Peru State will drop to 3 wins and 12 losses. Hastings, a big second-half spurt here this afternoon. And the Broncos win it. The final score, Hastings 96, Peru State 69. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon as they beat Peru State by a score of 96-69. A close ball game throughout much of the first half. In fact, the Broncos trailed at one point 28-22. They trailed 30-22 with 5:29 to play in that first half. But eventually came back to grab a 2-point lead at halftime, 39-37, and then went on a 25-5 run to begin the second half. And for all practical purposes, the ball game was over at that point as Hastings jumped out to a 64-42 advantage over Peru State. And the Bobcats never challenged down the stretch. Hastings goes on to win 96-69 over Peru State. So the Broncos now 10-4 on the season. They were led today by Kyler Dossett. He scores 22 points in the basketball game. Just missed a double-double as he pulled down 8 rebounds. Dossett with 22 in the ball game today. That's his season high. 19 points for Wade Vance, 17 for Jake Marvin, and 11 points for Jeremiah Slough. Also reaching double figures today with Derek Fletcher. He scores 10. So 22 from Kyler Dossett, 19 from Wade Vance, 17 from Jake Marvin, 11 from Jeremiah Slough, and 10 for Derek Fletcher. The other scores for Hastings, Brent McNerland had 4 points. Jason States had 3. Blake Wright had 2 points. Aaron Kane had 3. Nate Olson had 2 points. Hastings with a season-high 96 points on the scoreboard here this afternoon as they beat Peru State 96-69. Bobcats led today by Stephen Burks. Ended up with 22 points in the ballgame as the only guy to reach double figures today for the Bobcats. Their other scorers, Matthew Droman had 9 points, 7 for Javon Hitch, 6 points for Evan Williams, 5 points for Marshall Kelly, 4 for Jacob Shaben, 4 points for Reese Swartz. They drop off to a couple of points for Adam Blaylock, a couple of points for Connor Smith, 2 points for Grant Cole. Alex Drake got in the ballgame and scored 5 for Peru State. And also into the ballgame, Marshall Joy there in that last couple of minutes. He hit a field goal and 2 points. So Peru State will drop to 3 wins and 12 losses on the season. Hastings College is now 10-4. The Broncos with a win here this afternoon over Peru State by a score of 96-69. Shooting numbers into the ballgame. Hastings hit 55% from the field today. They were 38 out of 68. 7 out of 22 from three-point range for 31%. And the Broncos hit 13 out of 23 from the free throw line for 56%. Peru State could manage only 41% shooting today. They were 26 out of 62. 4 out of 17 from three-point range for 23%. And they were, 13 out of 21 from the free throw line for 61%. Rebounds won by Peru State today, 36 to 35, including 12 to 9 on the offensive end. The Broncos turned the ball over 14 times today. Peru State 26. Hastings College wins it. Final score of 96 to 69. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
Hastings wins it again, 96-69 over Peru State this afternoon. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Kyler Dossett leading the way for the Broncos. He had 22 points in the ballgame here this afternoon. Dossett with a brand-new season high. He had 14 in the ballgame against Sioux Falls earlier this year. Surpasses that today, 22 points for Dossett, 17 points by Jake Marvin, 19 from Wade Vance, 11 points for Jeremiah Slough, 10 for Derek Fletcher. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll announce our winner right after this.
New sports, weather, ag, and business news classifieds. It's all in the Hastings Tribune. Check out the Tribune's website, hastingstribune.com. Get the latest sports scores and reports on Hastings College and local and area high schools. Click on photos to view and order your favorite Tribune news and sports photos and get the latest breaking news headlines delivered right to your inbox by clicking on email alerts. For more details and to subscribe to the Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com or call the Hastings Tribune at 402-462-2131.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College is going to be Kyler Dossett. Man on fire here today. Dossett hit 10 out of his 12 field goal attempts. 0 of 1 from three-point territory. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Pulls down the 8 rebounds. He had 4 on offense, 4 on defense. Grabs the 8 boards, scores the 22 points, had 1 assist in the ball game. A couple of steals as he played 24 out of the 40 minutes for head coach Lance Creech here this afternoon. Kyler Dossett, our player of the game, as Hastings knocks off Peru State by a score of 96-69. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by Witt Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.